Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
This is to snitch or not to snitch. It says, Dear Freak Show, first of all, I know the rules of the game. I'm very much like Davi when it comes to dry snitching on anybody. But this irks me so bad that I'm this close to going there. I work here in Tampa. I'm at a hospital I will not name, but I work as an RN, and I've been at this particular medical center for about 10 weeks. There are two nurses who work on the same shift that I do from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that's, by the way, when I listen to you guys. Love you. But I work the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift, and they pull on these smokeless vape cartridges all night through our shift. The hospital that I left would never allow this, but this one does. I'm sitting there at the nurse's station with my AirPods in, and I guess they thought I couldn't hear them, but one of the girls said, and I quote, "Girl, you tripping. You better slow down on that vape because you high right now." I fought to not let my face show a response that I had actually heard what they were saying, but I want to tell so bad. I stay to myself, and I don't like starting trouble, but this is against everything that is in my soul as a medical provider. You're treating patients while getting high at work. If I report it, it'll be known that I'm involved in it, and I don't want to be messy. But if I do mess up the count on our medicines, that would cause them to shut us down and test everybody on the floor. But it won't guarantee that they get caught. Now, I'm not looking for problems, but this is wrong, wrong, freaks. Do I tell or do I set it up? And it's signed RN with ears.
This is a huge problem.
It's a whole huge problem if you're in the medical field and you out there.
Caring
I mean,
patients.
There are people out there now because it's so prevalent who do it at work and they don't get caught. But
so it's not just
there
nicotine.
Are certain places, like you can't be a cop and be out there. You can't be a doctor and be getting ready to go into surgery or a nurse and going in.
No, you're saving lives.
Like, there's certain things that you can't do. So in essence, that would be like seeing somebody take a drink before they go into the medical room, like into the operating room.
Yeah,
wouldn't
right, essentially.
Wouldn't that be the same thing?
I mean, some people might equate that similarly. I say mind your business. Stay out of it.
We know you don't believe in snitching.
Right.
So
minding your business is my choice.
But
and it's setting up the medicine so that there's the count is off. You're doing too much. I think just go about your
Where's
day.
Where's the superhero in you, Doc?
Oh, Doc.
Not
Where's
in telling.
We're not telling anybody
Sometimes telling ain't it necessary?
This
is a life-saving thing. Remember we said the other day, hey, if your kid got a notebook. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was yesterday. Your kid got a notebook, and they say something, and you're like, yeah, we need to. Like, there's certain cases where we need to turn something in.
I don't think this is one of those. You know, some people are high-functioning. It helps them concentrate and gets better. No.
In a hospital setting?
I don't think. You're not their boss. You're a coworker. I would mind my business.
Okay.
If I was in that situation.
So don't snitch. Just keep it moving.
I just knew this was one of them. You was going to cross the fence, dog. I was like, Dobby's going to come over to our side this time. What will make you snitch? There's nothing.
Nothing.
Not
Dobby,
this.
Nothing.
This is life.
But they haven't messed anything up.
You I'm just sick, and you drop me off at the hospital, and they like, what's wrong with him?
It hurt. You it ain't hurt. Got, you, her letter didn't say anything about them messing. If it wasn't for her listening, overhearing, she wouldn't have known because they're handling their jobs. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
If they're passed out on the floor, then Dobby may consider it. This is not enough.
Far, far, far from passed out on the floor. You didn't see any changes in their performance. You couldn't recall any time where they messed up or seemed inebriated.
She didn't say anything about them making any faux pas.
I wouldn't want high people working on me, on my body. I don't care if it's a doctor. I don't care if it's a nurse. I don't care if it's tech or anything like that. That makes me kind of nervous.
It would make me tight. I'm sorry. But I get that you don't want to be. Like, put it this way, they have those counts because I know even, you know, places like whether they're in hospitals or assisted living, whatever, mm-hmm. when they feed you medications, they have them all denoted or whatever. So if there is a count off, I would assume they would think somebody took it, and maybe that's why they would be investigating the people. So
yeah,
that,
maybe.
So it might not be like a hard setup. It might just be like throw the count off one and then that
initiates a staff-wide drug test?
Like, of the people who were around the drugs, because they want to find out who took it.
Mm.
So, I mean, so it's not, I don't think it's a thing where you got to, like, go. I think they just, hey, all right, everybody, we had a count off, so everybody pee in a cup. or wherever. You know, and
yeah, I wonder how you could tell without being a snitch, but I guess the whole thing is being a snitch.
All right, wait, so 888-429-0941. Davi says, don't you say Nathan. Meredith said, don't you work on me, hi. 888-429-0941. Do we tell or set it up? Or is Ariane tripping and need to stay silent? Hello?
Hey, morning show.
What's going on?
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. What you got?
Hey, I was listening to you all on the radio about the situation with the Ariane.
Yeah.
My motto, see something, say something. What if that was your parent, they mistreated, and they died, and you later found out?
Oh, my gosh. Bobby,
throw that snitching stuff in the garbage. Yeah.
So you thinking on the grander scheme of it is, hey, they got a medical responsibility.
Yes, my ex-wife is an RN, and she takes pride in what she does.
Mm. There you go.
My aunt's an RN. They take pride in what they do.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a violation, total violation.
There you go. See something, say something. That's something that a lot of people...
say something. Tell Bobby to throw that in the trash.
Hey, appreciate you checking in.
All right, thank you.
Let's see. We got calls and texts coming in here. Amanda is on the line. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's your idea? Do we stay silent or do we get involved?
I personally, like I was telling Davi, I'm of a management title within a medical facility. Granted, I work first office, but still, even anything of that sort can still affect your work. Especially like, I mean, I don't have to do anything as far as taking care of patients except for like checking them in and stuff like that, but you're still dealing with their medical chart. And with me being a management title and of my staff, I'm one of the stronger ones, like physically. So like if a patient falls or something, I'm the first person they call. So if I'm high or drunk or whatever, it's going to cause me to possibly drop that patient because of my senses are not completely there.
I could see that for sure. It's a problem.
Yeah. So if somebody's working in that capacity and they're doing this, that would be a kind of a problem.
Yes. And then as far as him or her not wanting to be caught that they're the ones that said something, most companies do have, especially medical companies, do have like a secret, like, I guess, anonymous line where you can put in a tip.
Oh, like a tip, like so she won't, she wouldn't be identified.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Okay, all right, but yeah, I mean, so that's not really snitching. I mean,
oh, you're not getting caught.
It's not because it's not now. Your name ain't on it, so
right.
now we feel bad about
now
this.
Now it's anonymous.
Yeah, so now we feel bad about that. We feel bad about that, Davi.
Anonymous
tip call.
No,
that's why they have
really?
Those tip lines.
There are people shocked on here saying that they're shocked that Davi is like not willing to give in on this type of thing.
Yeah,
like because we learn about each other on the show and they learn that you're not a fan of the snitching. But
right.
Now it's gotten to the point where it's like, okay, when will he snitch? So I guess they were shocked that you didn't give in on this one.
Well, out of the 813, it says, shake my head. That's crazy that Davi still feels like this, even if it's a loved one. Can you imagine if they were on the table and they got coded and then they couldn't function because somebody was high trying to save their life? You can get high on your own time, but while you're at work, it's work, especially when you work at a hospital like I do.
Yeah. Somebody said, I'm snitching like 6ix9ine. Let's see. All fun and games to Davi on that table.
There's a lot of people agreeing with Davi. I got to give it up to him here. Davi is right. If you're going to take care of it, then take care of yourself. And if you can function while high, then that's on
somebody
you.
Somebody texted and says, as somebody with crippling anxiety, my medical card helps me function as a normal human being. It helps me focus and concentrate that other prescribed medications never did.
Okay, wait. Is this Ellie or Eli?
Eli,
how you doing?
What's up, y'all?
First time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. Now, what are you thinking in this situation? Are we telling or are we minding our business?
So I'm definitely telling. And I think the girl that just spoke, she actually had a good point. Like, I work for a major hospital here in Orlando, and I'm an RN myself. So, you know, when you take an oath, you put in these people's lives in your hands. You know what I'm saying? So when you under the influence of any sort, pills, weed, drinking before work, you know, you putting people's lives at risk, you could overdose somebody by accident. Or you could, like she said, drop a patient. Like, there's so many risk factors that come with being irresponsible on your work time that is dangerous in this field. You could lose your entire, you went to school for this, okay? And it ain't cheap.
For real.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, she should not have to be afraid. Anybody could listen to that conversation that was walking past. So they can't simply point the finger at her that she snitched. They don't know that. Anybody could have snitched on her. So I would not be afraid. She needs to call that anonymous line that Baja Full has and snitch homegirl out, because that's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. All right, sweetie. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Eli. Thanks for checking in.
Take care. Y'all love y'all.
All right. We love you back, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't tell. They're doing their job perfectly. You don't think that doctor that sees you is on a bunch of prescriptions? You don't think that lawyer or that judge that's representing you is on Adderall or a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
But that cop that pulls you over isn't on a handful of different things?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody owns stuff? There are some people out there who do their job without some assistance.
But there's also a ton of people that you see every day that are on a litany of different things. If they aren't messing up and dropping patients and things like that, I categorize this as the mind your business. Ooh. Be disappointed, but that's how I feel.
Mind your business. In the book of Davi. I tell you, Davi, if I ever did a crime, I would take him with me. Because he ain't telling.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.